This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds telephone conversation with her Sri Lankan counterpart, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. Yamari Puni Dhanya Purnima Udauli and Japu Divas being celebrated today. President and Vice President, among other dignitaries, express best wishes. And U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff to meet Ukrainian security chief after Moscow talks produced no breakthrough. Now the news in detail. The Yamari Puni and Udauli, among other festivals, are being celebrated across the country today. The Yamari Purnima or Yamari Puni is a festival observed specially by the Newar community of the Kathmandu Valley and elsewhere in the country and is believed to have started 400 years ago. A special delicacy made of rice flour and molasses or condensed milk called Yamari is the major attraction of this festival. The day is also observed as the Japu Divas or Japu Day. Japus are the farming Newar caste indigenous to the Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas. Meanwhile, people from the Kirat community are observing Udauli festival today. This festival is observed wishing for a good harvest by worshipping the soil and nature. People from the Rai, Limbu, Sunuar and Yakya ethnicities observe this festival. The federal government has also announced a public holiday in the country for today. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudil has extended best wishes to all on the occasion of the Udauli festival of the Kirat community, Yamari Puni, Dhanya Purnima and Japu Divas, and wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad. He said, "The festival of the Kirat community, called Udauli, who enjoy a close relationship with nature, enhances a mutual harmony among all ethnic groups in Nepal and helps maintain family, community and social unity." The president has also expressed his belief that the Udauli, among other festivals, would help strengthen national unity by fostering mutual harmony, tolerance and fraternity in the diverse Nepali society. In a similar message on the occasion of the Udauli festival today, Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav has said that every festival celebrated in the country provides an opportunity to recognize the country as a nation with unity in diversity, pride in tradition and strength in coexistence. Likewise, Vice President Yadav expressed his belief that Japu Divas would give strength to the campaign to preserve Newar culture and pass it on to the new generation. Sending best wishes on the occasion of Yamari Puni and Japu Divas, he wished for happiness, peace and prosperity, good health and further progress for all Nepali sisters and brothers abroad and in Nepal. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held a telephone conversation yesterday evening with her Sri Lankan counterpart, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, yesterday. During the conversation, Sri Lankan Prime Minister Amarasuriya expressed gratitude for the $200,000 financial assistance received from Nepal, according to Prime Minister Karki's secretariat. The Sri Lankan Prime Minister called Prime Minister Karki after the government of Nepal provided $200,000 in financial aid for rescue and relief operation to the people trapped in floods that hit Sri Lanka and expressed gratefulness for the generous support. In response, Prime Minister Karki said, "As a friendly country, one should help other during times of trouble and need." Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the government is committed to ensuring the rights guaranteed by the constitution and law for the Dalit community. During a discussion held at Singhadarbar yesterday with a delegation led by National Dalit Commission Chair Devraj Vishwakarma, Prime Minister Karki said that the government will work with generosity to ensure the rights and privileges to the oppressed communities. She said no one can stop the implementation of the rights guaranteed by the constitution and law, and the state must work as per its commitment. On the occasion, the commission team submitted a 6-point request letter to the Prime Minister, urging the government to take immediate action to address the concerns of the Dalit community. Minister for Law and Justice Anil Kumar Sinha and other government officials also participated in the discussion held yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet the head of Ukraine's National Security Council, Rustam Umerov, in Miami of Florida today, the White House has confirmed. According to the BBC, the meeting follows Witkoff's nearly five-hour talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. The Kremlin said the discussion produced no compromise on ending the war in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump described the talks as reasonably good, but said it was too early to predict any outcome, adding that it does take two to tango. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Shevya said Russia must end the bloodshed and accused President Putin of wasting the world's time. Earlier, President Volodymyr Zelensky said U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators would meet in the coming days. In a post on social media site X, Zelensky said there is now a real opportunity to end the war, but stressed that negotiations must be backed by pressure on Russia. The U.S.-Russia talks followed days of meeting between U.S., Ukrainian and European leaders amid concerns that a draft peace proposal favored Moscow's demands. Israel has said it will reopen the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt in the coming days to allow Palestinians to leave Gaza. According to the BBC, the Israeli military body, Gogath, said exits would be coordinated with Egypt, subject to Israeli security approval and under the supervision of the European Union mission. It said the process would follow the same mechanism used during the January ceasefire. An Israeli security official said the move shows Israel's support for the current ceasefire with Hamas, now in its seventh week. However, Egypt has denied coordinating with Israel on the move. Egypt's State Information Service quoted an official's source as saying any reopening must allow movement in both directions in line with the Gaza peace plan proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. The Rafah crossing has been largely closed since May 2024 when Israeli forces took control of the Palestinian side. Before that, it was a key exit route for Palestinians and a major entry point for humanitarian aid into Gaza. Now, sports cricket. Two matches are being played today under the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL, a franchise-based T20 cricket tournament underway in capital Kathmandu. The first match is currently underway at DU International Cricket Ground, Kirtipur. Kathmandu Gorkhas are facing Pokhara Avengers in the first match of the day, as the competition for a place in the playoffs heat up. Kathmandu are in a relatively comfortable position with 8 points in 6 matches so far, while Pokhara are in a must-win situation to have any chances in the last four, as they have collected only 4 points in their previous 5 matches. Kathmandu Gorkhas are in the second position in the points table, while Pokhara Avengers remain in the fifth position. The second match is between the table toppers Sudhir Paschim Royals and Chitwan Rhinos. The match will start at 4 o'clock as a day-night fixture. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, while it will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds telephone conversation with her Sri Lankan counterpart Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. Yamari Puni, Dhane Purnima, Udholi and Japu Diwas being celebrated today. President and Vice President express best wishes, and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff to meet Ukrainian security chief after Moscow talks produce no breakthrough. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the evening. Will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.